to your Mike Malloy Show. Brad Friedman of bradblog.com, your friendly investigative citizen journalist, troublemaker, muckraker, and all-around swell fellow from bradblog.com, drafted into duty here for Mike Malloy, who is on his summer break. Delighted to be here. Delighted you could join us here live and live and local in the beautiful downtown Burbank. And I am delighted to be joined. I'm quite certain that this is a Mike Malloy Show first. We have a Republican presidential candidate in the studio. This would be a first if you were on the phone, Fred, I gotta say. But a Republican presidential candidate in the studio right here on the Mike Malloy Show. And just to really torture him, we are in Stephanie Miller's studio, which is where we broadcast from. And behind my head, there is an enormous picture of Al Franken. So we're gonna really make it hard for him. I'm joined by Fred Karger. Heard of him? Maybe not. He'll give you a frisbee that says Fred who. He is an American political consultant. He is a gay rights activist. He is the first openly gay presidential candidate from either of the two major parties. And he is a candidate for the Republican nomination for the 2012 U.S. presidential election. He's worked on 9 presidential campaigns, served as... You're old, Fred. 9 presidential campaigns. Holy cow. And he served as a senior consultant to the campaigns of President Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush, and Gerald Ford. After retiring from the Dolphin Group, a California campaign consulting firm, he has since worked as an activist on gay rights causes at Californians Against Hate. And he's investigated the LDS, the Mormon Church, and the National Organization for Marriage's campaign to repeal the state's California's same-sex marriage law, which we talked a little bit about. Some victories in the last couple of days in court. We talked a little bit about that in the first hour. But now, Mr. Karger joins us here live for the next hour. Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, sir.
Hey, thanks, Brad. It's great to be here.
Great to have you here. And because, you know, you're not going to get on those debates for some reason. They're not going to – I don't know why. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But what got you in this door, Mr. Karger, is that you have struck on something that is very near and dear to my heart. You have filed charges, like official complaint on Monday in Massachusetts against Mitt Romney, the front runner for the Republican nomination at this time, against Mitt Romney for voter fraud? Really?
Yeah, really.
What did he commit voter fraud?
Well, I've asked the Department of the Secretary of the Commonwealth, which mm-hmm. governs our election division in Massachusetts, to look into it, because there were all these things, contradictory statements he was making over the last 18 months. The one that really kind of set off a little light bulb in my head was that he said he was going to re-register to vote at his son's house. He was allegedly living in New Hampshire then in order to vote for Scott Brown. Well, you can't re-register at your son's house to vote in an election, particularly a federal election.
Did he use those words, re-register?
That's what the quote was, and that's what, you know, assuming it was correct, yeah, that's what he said he was going to do.
So the implication being he was the governor of Massachusetts, and but then he leaves, registers somewhere else, or we don't know if he registered at all when he bought a house then in a mansion out here in California, another one up in New Hampshire, and then he says, I'm going to re-register.
That was the quote. That's what kind of set off. You know, I used to do a lot of opposition research in my 30-plus years as a political consultant.
Right.
And so, you know, while I'm now a candidate, it's mm-hmm. still hard to take off that hat.
Right.
And, you know, he's the front runner, so I watch him like a mm-hmm. good op research guy would, because there are just a lot of unanswered questions. And he was moving to New Hampshire. And I thought, oh, that's really smart. You know, it's the first state. He bought a home up there. That's a good move. He can be a native son.
Right.
Well, it turns out, you know, 6 weeks later, after they had indicated he had moved to New Hampshire to this, you know, $12 million compound. It's a magnificent estate on Lake Winnipesaukee.
Right.
Very fancy place. You know, then they denied it. Oh, no, he didn't move. Well, he'd had residency problems when he ran for governor because he was running the Olympics in Utah. And I think he pulled a cute one to save a lot of property tax. And for a guy who's worth $500 million, you know, their estimates are. that he wanted to save money on income tax. You know, it's a lot less in Utah than Taxachusetts.
Okay.
And if he had then, you know, many years later, he had, well, actually, I'll go into that. Yeah, so what happened was in deciding to run for governor in 2002, after the Olympics were, Winter Olympics were over, there he hadn't looked at the law, apparently. There's a seven-year residency requirement in Massachusetts. So he said, you know, oh, well, you know, I never really left. Well, he did. And, you know, here's this guy who's going to, who brags about his great business acumen, who's going to turn around our country. Well, he didn't even know he'd re-registered his residency to Utah. He said, blamed it on the state. He blamed it on, you know, clerical error. He didn't even know. He didn't know where he was paying his state income tax, which I don't believe.
Right.
And so I looked into that, and they let him, the Republican governor at the time, formed a commission, a 3-2 Republican dominated commission. They let it slide if he paid his back taxes.
This was a special commission that was formed to determine whether he was eligible to be on the ballot back in 2002.
Yes, and it was a stacked deck, and you know, yeah, oh, they let him do it if he paid his back taxes.
Isn't there a standing committee? Isn't there a Massachusetts election commission or the Secretary of State out there who would normally make these decisions concerning the eligibility for a candidate on the ballot?
I've just seen a pretty cowardly Secretary of the Commonwealth just this last week and not even looking into the charges I filed. So I don't know exactly how that worked. The governor at the time put the commission together, from what I understand. But, yeah, it was very controversial, but they let it slide. Well, I'm not letting this guy slide.
Please don't, because, okay, that was 2002. They let that one slide. Meantime, he comes out. He becomes the governor of Massachusetts. Was it one term or two terms?
Just one term.
One term. Then he buys, I think it was a $12.5 million estate out here in California. I think it's $10 million. I think, Rachel, when you were on with Rachel Maddow the other night, she called it a cabin, fishing vacation cabin up in New Hampshire, Lake Winnipesaukee, and he is then registers to vote in his son's basement, his son's half-finished basement. Now, the law is very clear in Massachusetts, and Fred, if you don't know this, I happen to cover election issues quite carefully, from election fraud on electronic voting machines to phony claims about voter fraud, which is what we hear most of the time from Republicans. We'll talk about that in a second. But Massachusetts is very clear. The state defines residency as, quote, where a person dwells and which is the center of his domestic, social, and civil life. That's very clear. Where he dwells and which is the center of his domestic, social, and civil life. And it seems to me, just go ahead, they'll work anyway without that on there. It seems to me that it was very clear that Mitt Romney does not have the center of his domestic, social, and civil life in his son's basement in Massachusetts. And you actually talked to people in this town, Belmont, Massachusetts, where he used to live, where his son still lives.
He finally bought a cheesy townhome there just so he'd have an address.
Oh, he bought a new home in
just
Belmont?
Last July.
Now, last July, was that before or after he voted for Scott Brown in that election last year? After.
6 months after. I think his campaign consultant said, you know, Mitt, you cannot continue to be registered in your son's basement when you're running for president of the United States. So they bought an attached townhome for $895,000, a little different than their, $10, $12 million estates in California and New Hampshire. So it's up front. It's just so he has an address in Belmont.
And you talk to people in Belmont. You talk to the local community. What did they say when you said, hey, anybody seen Mitt around here lately?
Well, I actually hadn't even planned on that, but yeah. I have a research director on my campaign. While he was at the town clerk's office getting a lot, we have all the registration records, everything, his son's, his wife's, everything, including the letter he sent to re-register his son's house, basement, apartment. Well, I went in just to get a lobster roll in the local fish market, and I saw a picture of a soldier with President Obama. So it was a good way to strike up a conversation with the owner, and it was his nephew. And I said, "Well, you've got a presidential candidate in this town." He said, "Who?" And I said, "Governor Romney." He goes, "Oh no, he moved away a couple years ago. He moved to California. He flew the coop." So that kind of reinforced. I said, "How do you know that?" He goes, "Oh, his wife used to come in here all the time."
But doesn't anymore, because they live in California or New Hampshire or Utah. Now, the fine for fraudulent voter registration in Massachusetts is $10,000 and up to 5 years in jail. Now, notoriously, Ann Coulter, for example, She committed voter fraud in the state of Florida. And this is a fact, felony fact. She put in knowingly put the wrong address on her registration form in Palm Beach County, Florida, and then she knowingly voted at the wrong precinct. So we actually have several counts. We've got two felony counts and a misdemeanor count. But her FBI boyfriend actually got her off the hook, and then she eventually ran out the clock. All the documents, if anybody wants to know, bradblog.com/coulterfraud. You can see all of her lies. Then she did it again in Connecticut, where she was voting at her parents' house, even though she lived in her own million-dollar townhouse in Manhattan. She was able to get off the hook there because in Connecticut, they said, well, if she still has family there, so that's sort of kind of maybe she was okay to be registered there and vote there year after year. But Massachusetts is different. They are very specific, and they say to be a resident, it must be the place where you dwell, the center of your domestic, social, and civil life. That was not the case with Mitt Romney. And when we come back, we're going to find out what it was that the Massachusetts Election Commission or Secretary of the Commonwealth, what they had to say to you in response to this complaint, because it's very interesting. Speaking with Fred Karger here on the Mike Malloy Show, Brad Friedman in for Mike, a whole bunch more straight ahead. Stay with us.
What is wrong? And the evidence is clear. I'm not alone. There are thousands of us here. This is my democracy. You won't go telling me my vote don't matter anymore.
Yeah, your vote matters. Maybe. But you gotta fight for it, and of course your vote shouldn't matter if it's illegally cast, as it appears to have been in the case of Republican presidential frontrunner Mitt Romney, as the complaint filed this week by GOP presidential candidate Fred Karger, who joins me in studio here in the Mike Malloy Show. Oh, Brad Friedman in for Mike Malloy. I should have said that. Fred Karger joins me here in studio after filing his complaint against his fellow Republican candidate, Mitt Romney, for voter fraud, because Fred says that Mitt lived in bought a house in California, in New Hampshire, and is now registered or was registered in his son's basement in Massachusetts in violation of the Massachusetts law, which is pretty clear that that basement was not the center of his domestic, social, and civil life. So that smells like voter fraud to me. What has the state of Massachusetts told you, Fred Karger, in regard to your complaint?
Well, I still haven't heard back from them. I was in New Hampshire. I held a press conference on Monday, the day of the Republican debate, and I just sent the complaints out to the state officials then, so I've not heard back. I also, there's a second part of this complaint, and that was to the Department of Revenue, because you remember John Kerry, and he tried to pull a fast one, he and his wife with their $7 million yacht, even though, you know, he's obviously a resident of Massachusetts. He's the U.S. senator from there.
Okay.
Well, they bought a $7 million yacht just about a year ago in Rhode Island, saying that they were going to use it there. They saved about $500,000 in taxes. So that's the other thing that triggered my
question. So you're saying John Kerry may have not actually be a resident of Massachusetts?
Well, no, he was just trying to save money, as they do, even though, you know, they got hundreds and hundreds or billions of dollars, his wife. And so, you know, that got me thinking, okay, Mitt Romney now is supposedly a resident of New Hampshire, which is a no-income tax state. So maybe he re-registered his residency also, and that was in New Hampshire. I don't know that. I think it's less likely because he got in trouble, as I mentioned, in Utah when he did that. So I think he would learn his lesson, but, you know, he's a shrewd businessman. So I thought maybe he's doing the same thing John Kerry did. So I filed a complaint. I've not heard back from them with the Department of Revenue to see if he, in fact, switched his residency to New Hampshire.
Well, okay, I understand now. Well, I would like to see. I know that some folks in the media have asked. Let's see. I think that some Massachusetts official, I'm not sure which one, said the time to bring this up was when he voted.
Well, yeah. So that's about the craziest response I've ever heard, next to the town clerk's response, which is even more ludicrous. But yeah.
What did the town clerk say?
Well, the town clerk in Belmont, which is, you know, you got to picture the situation. I've been there. It's the Mormon temple, the only Mormon temple in the entire New England area is in Belmont.
Right.
It's a very well-populated Mormon community. As, you know, we see a lot of faiths that live close to their house of worship. Well,
right.
The temple, which is sacred, there are a lot of Mormons in this town. So, you know, I don't know for a fact, but I'm pretty convinced that, you know, within the town clerk's office, there are a lot of people. It's certainly a small town. There are his friends. His son lives there. They live there for 20 years. They're still there, or 30 years, actually. So, you know, I'm sure they don't want to hurt their friend. Well, the town clerk said he's got such a great voting record, even since he moved to his son's basement, that, you know, that's good, and that sets a wonderful example for everyone else. So, you know, Rachel Maddow last night was going ballistic. Well, it doesn't matter how many times you vote, even if you vote and commit and break the law,
because
if you vote a lot.
Yeah, the town clerk was saying, this is great. We need more voters like Mitt Romney because they vote a lot, no matter whether they live here or not, is apparently what he seemed to be saying.
He tried to, you know, I don't want the guy to go to prison for 5 years or pay a $10,000 fine.
Who?
Mitt Romney.
Why not?
Because I think it's, I mean, I don't think this is that big of offense. It might have been an error. He thought he was going to be cute to
realize
save some
Democrats
money.
Have been sent to jail for much less.
Well, I don't want him to go to jail. I don't want something like this that's not clear. I don't know. I mean, I just want to find out the truth. Because he's not been truthful so many times, and it points to his character and integrity. Let's just have him come clean. Let's explain this. Was he living there? You know, does he have receipts from his car insurance and his renter's insurance?
He should be able to show that he paid a bill there for something.
Yeah,
let's
just see that. If that's not the case, you know, then I will accept it. But certainly the fact that the state won't even look into it is ridiculous.
In fact, apparently someone at the state told the Rachel Maddow that, quote, there will be no investigation. Well, we'll see about that, because there are also federal officials who can oversee this sort of thing. They have in the past. This was a federal election for Scott Brown. So we got to take a quick break here. Okay. We're speaking with Fred Carter, Republican presidential nominee and complainant against fellow Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney for voter fraud. Brad, in for Malloy. Stay tuned. Much more ahead.
Excitement. This is the moment I was born to do, and I feel so incredible to be sharing my faith with you. The scriptures say that if you ask in faith, if you ask God himself, he'll know. But you must ask him without any doubt, and let your spirit grow. You'll know it's all true, you'll just feel it. You'll be a Mormon. By gosh, a Mormon.
All right, there you go. Special, you can let it play out there. Tell a little special tune for our friend Mitt Romney out there. Alleged vote fraudster Mitt Romney. There you go. He believes. Nothing against Mormons, but I got to tell you, or Mormon Republicans, but between Mitt Romney and John Huntsman, who the former governor of Utah, who maybe looks like he will actually be getting in the race, I think 4 days from now or something like that, he too has a problem, a voter fraud problem, having been registered at the governor's mansion and voting, even though he lived in China. Not kidding, as the U.S. ambassador. Brad Friedman in for Mike Malloy. I'm speaking with Fred Carger, who joins me live in studio. He is himself a Republican presidential candidate for 2012. You can get more information at his website, fredcarger.com. He has filed a voter fraud complaint against Mitt Romney, and it looks to me, Fred, like you got a pretty good case. I don't think he was living there in Massachusetts, and I hope... If Massachusetts won't hold him accountable, please go to the U.S. Attorney's Office and file a complaint there. Because the U.S. Attorney's Office under Bush threw a lot of people in jail for what seems to me to be a lot less. We were talking during the break, Fred, about this guy, this Pakistani guy who had lived here for 10 years, married to an American wife, had an American kid, was handed a registration form. He never voted. Was handed a registration form at the DMV, and he was deported by the Bush regime, by the Bush Department of Justice. Another woman, Kimberly Prude, up in Wisconsin. She was a felon about 4 or 5 years prior to the 2004 election. I'll toss in the fact that she happens to be African-American. Doesn't matter, but maybe it does matter. So 4 or 5 years before the 2004 election, she wrote a bad check. She never went to jail. But it made her a felon. She didn't know that she was not allowed to vote. So 2004 came around. She was a poll worker. She volunteered to work the polls. So she cast her vote early, absentee, and then found out, oh, as a felon, you're not allowed to vote. What did she do? She called and said, hey, can I get my vote back? Because I didn't know I wasn't allowed to vote. She was thrown in jail for more than a year, Fred Karger. So your complaint against Mitt Romney, I thank you for. But I think, while it's amusing, I actually think it's damned serious, these issues, particularly if they're going to throw people in jail for this. How do you respond to that when you hear a story like that, when you see the way the Republicans are passing these voter suppression laws, these photo ID scam laws? Do you support your party, Fred Karger, when you see them passing these kind of disenfranchising laws and throwing people in jail for these minor offenses?
No, you know, I'm a big advocate of voting. I spent my entire adult life working in politics. I've proposed up at Dartmouth in the Rockefeller Center in January a 28th Amendment to the Constitution to grant more rights instead of taking them away like Bush tried to, and that is lowering the voting age to either 16 or 17, empowering these kids, trying to keep them interested in high school, teaching politics real time, expanding the voting rolls. It'd be 20 million additional voters if we allow 16 and 17-year-olds to vote.
But, Fred, they're not expanding the voter rolls. They're throwing people off the voter rolls. You know, in state after state now, up there with Scott Walker's Wisconsin, they just passed a photo ID law. They're not going to let students who attend college in Wisconsin, even if they have a photo ID from their school, they're not going to let them use student ID. How can you justify these type of laws by your party? And this is your party. As progressive as you may say, you called yourself a progressive Republican, right? Like yes. Teddy Roosevelt, great head of the Progressive Party. But how can you be involved with a party that does this, that works to disenfranchise voters the way the Republican Party in 2011 is doing in advance of, hopefully, your 2012 race?
Well, I'll tell you, Brad, it's not my father's Republican Party, and not just on that issue, but on a wide array of social issues. It's moved so far right. I'm actually what my real description of myself is an independent Republican. I'm independent from people like that. I want to give more voting rights. You know, I think it's important.
Will you condemn people like that? Will you condemn those sorts of laws?
Absolutely. I've spoken out against a similar bill in New Hampshire when that came up, and I heard about it. I was speaking out just on Sunday, mm-hmm. along with Hillsborough County Republican County Flag Day picnic, where Herman Cain and Rick's and Tim Pawlenty and I were speaking, and that question came up about the voter ID bill. And it was an older group of Republicans at this thing, and I said, absolutely, I'm against it. And
this was New Hampshire?
In New Hampshire. Okay. And so I spoke out at Dartmouth against this bill, which would prohibit college students and active duty military from voting in New Hampshire, because they're not residents, they're not real New Hampshireites. And the author even said they vote the wrong way. Well, you can't do that. You don't like the way a class of people vote, so you disenfranchise them. No, I'm a huge advocate of voting rights. And legal voting, and you must do it legally. And I think Mitt Romney has tried to pull a fast one to save some money. He registered out of his son's home. That is blatantly illegal. I am absolutely considering federal action. I consider that initially, but I thought that the state would do it. He voted in two federal elections.
Right.
We have the affidavits from the town clerk Scott Brown in December in the primary, and again in the runoff in January.
Okay, and I hope you do. I hope you bring federal charges here, because you have the standing as a candidate in the Republican Party, not just in New Hampshire, but this is going on, Fred Carker, in state after state. Mm-hmm. Georgia, Indiana passed laws that are disenfranchising nuns, veterans, people stationed in the military, and they are out there lying about it. They are claiming that there is an epidemic of voter fraud, but from all I can see, the only people actually committing voter fraud, by and large — election fraud is a different problem with voting machines and everything else — but voter fraud, the only ones I see committing it are Mitt Romney, John Huntsman, Ann Coulter, Todd Akin, this guy who's Congressman Todd Akin, who's running for the U.S. Senate in Missouri. He has the same problem. He's been voting for like 7 years at a house at which he does not live. And there seems to be no accountability for this, even while they are robbing us of the right to vote across this nation in advance of 2012. And to me, this is not a right and left issue. You know, I supported Scott Brown up in Alaska when he got screwed by the voting machines last year. I'll support anybody, you know, if they want to fight for our democracy. But we need people like you to stand up against the Republican Party. And I promise you, I'll give you a whole bunch more free airtime if you'll do it in state after state, Fred Carker.
I'm with you, Brad. Absolutely. No, I've been fighting for truth and transparency in campaign reporting. I filed complaints against the Mormon Church here in California, which led to their prosecution, an 18-month investigation,
yep,
and a guilty plea on 13 counts of voter fraud. And also,
in that case, it was election fraud, because they were improperly putting money into the Proposition 8 campaign.
Yeah, you have to report the money that you're spending as an in-kind or non-monetary contribution. Well, they reported, you remember the Prop 8 campaign, it was a $40 million successful campaign on their side. The Mormon Church raised about $30 million from its members and spent an untold millions more, which they're allowed to do, but they have to report it.
But you went after the Mormon Church in Prop 8. Now you're going after Mitt Romney. Do you got something against Mormons, Fred Carker? Is that what this is about?
Not against the Mormons or the Mormon Church. I just have a big problem with their public affairs department, which runs campaigns. They've run 31 successful campaigns to stop gay marriage in this country. And I busted them in California. I discovered all their involvement here. Mm-hmm. I filed a complaint with our Fair Political Practices Commission. I gave the story several months earlier to the Wall Street Journal. And then, because of my activism and this successful effort that was undertaken by our Ethics Commission here in California, I was the recipient of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pages of stolen Mormon documents that detailed every aspect of all these elections that they've been very involved with, and state lobbying and things like that, and just the most blatant violations of the law. I took a handful of them, and I put them on a brand new website called MormonGate.com. Go to that website. You'll see there are 11 documents on there, official Mormon Church documents from the church president on down, and they never denied it. I mean, I couldn't tell if they're authentic, but I knew when I put them up that the church would, you know, attack me if they were not. But they're up there. It's the evidence of how they meddle in these elections, and they skirt the law.
Okay. Now, and by the way, Karen from Illinois in our chat room asks if you checked, did Mitt vote in California or New Hampshire, as far as you know, or have you confirmed that he did not?
We've not checked. I assume I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. I assume he is not.
Oh, don't do that, Fred. No benefit of the doubt. I mean, check.
Yeah, he's voted in every election except one, and always by absentee ballot. And, you know, some good reporter could go into that town clerk. They save the envelopes. If you mail in an absentee ballot in Belmont, let's see if they're from California or New Hampshire or where he mailed in all his absentee ballots while he was allegedly living in his son's basement.
All right. Well, yeah. And let's keep digging there, particularly why. And I haven't heard Mitt Romney coming out and condemning these bills, these photo ID scams that are going on. As a matter of fact, I haven't heard any other Republican doing so, which leads me, well, actually, two questions here. Okay, first, on this Mitt thing, the reason you said why are you targeting Mitt Romney?
Well, I started targeting Mitt Romney in January of last year when he went on his book tour.
Right.
Because I'm trying to side bar issue of mine is to get the Mormon Church out of its gay bashing, leading this effort
nationally. So this is a Mormon thing.
It's a Mormon Church political thing to get him, as the most prominent Mormon in the United States, to use his influence to get his religion out of the gay marriage business. So
okay.
I actually ran newspaper ads. He went on about a 30-city book tour last
right.
year. I ran newspaper ads, banner ads online in all those newspapers practically, asking people to call Mitt Romney. I put his office number in there
right.
and asking him to get his church out of the gay marriage business.
And is this why you are running for president, Fred Karger, because you would like to help derail Mitt Romney to get at the Mormon Church? Is that what this is about?
Not to derail, but yeah, to have him. The way I figure it, I've said this many times, you know, if it comes down to stopping gay marriage or a Mormon president, the Mormon Church is going to go with a Mormon president.
And don't you think that hurting Mitt Romney in some fashion is only going to lead to folks who are much, much worse than Mitt Romney when it comes to, you know, anything close to moderation on these issues? Knock out Mitt Romney and you end up with who? You know, Michelle Bachmann, crazy Newt Gingrich, take your pick.
Well, you know, John Huntsman is looking at it, who's a little more centrist. Here's a guy with great courage. He's also a member of the Mormon Church.
Mormon.
But he is for civil unions for gay couples, which is unbelievable because he announced that in February of 2009, right after, of course, I helped uncover the Mormon Church's involvement in Prop 8. So he stood up against his Mormon faith. You will never, ever see Mitt Romney do that.
You won't see Mitt Romney. Any other candidates on the Republican side other than you and John Huntsman so far who have said that they would at least support civil marriage, which I also find offensive, by the way.
I'll tell you what, Brad. But I'm the only full equality candidate running for President of the United States, and I'm also the first openly gay candidate running for President of the United States of either party. Barack Obama is evolving on marriage. Here's a guy who supported gay marriage in 1996 when he ran for the state Senate. He reversed his position when he ran for the U.S. Senate. I think he's the only person in America who's ever gone from a gay marriage supporter to a gay marriage opponent.
I wish you were running for the Democratic nominee for President of the United States. Speaking with Fred Karger, GOP candidate for President of the United States, we're going to take a quick break, come back, and we'll have just a few more minutes. Next hour, by the way, we're going to try to open it up to your calls, but I'm going to ask Fred why the hell he is still a Republican with the positions that he has and as crazy as the Republican Party seems to me to have now gone over a cliff. Brad Friedman of BradBlog.com in for Mike Malloy with the Mike Malloy Show first. Republican presidential candidate Fred Karger. Oh, we're also going to ask him why they won't let him in the debates. I'd love to hear him in the debates, wouldn't you? FredKarger.com. Brad in for Malloy. Stay with us. Back to the Mike Malloy Show. Brad Friedman in for Mike Malloy, speaking with Fred Karger. Fred who? You can get more information at FredKarger.com. He is a Republican presidential candidate this year. Has filed a complaint against Mitt Romney for voter fraud in Massachusetts. Man, Fred, would I like to see you in the debates. What do they tell you? And I've only got a few minutes, so I'm going to ask you bunch of questions quickly. What do they tell you? Why were you not allowed in the debate last week in New Hampshire?
Well, they set up, CNN set up what they call objective criteria, and I think they backloaded it. And you have to do that legally.
Okay.
You have to treat everyone equally. It can't be subjective criteria. In other words, I want you and you, but
right.
not you.
What's the objective
well,
criteria?
Well, it was 2% in three national polls or 2% in the state poll. My problem is I had not been included in the polls. I'm now included in the polls, but you know I was at 1% along with John Huntsman, along with the Governor Romer of Louisiana. Mm-hmm. So we're in the cellar, and you needed to be at 2%. Gary Johnson, former two-term governor of New Mexico, was also excluded. So they treated us all equally, but it's a catch-22. You need to be in a debate to go up in the polls, but you need to be high in the polls to get in the debate.
It's a scam. CNN, have them on next time, for crying out loud. Oh, hey, Fox News, fair and balanced. Have Fred Karger on in your next debate, please. Okay, who did you vote for? It's up to you. Who did you vote for president 4 years, or I guess 2 years ago?
The same guy I voted for in 2004. Only this is
okay. It's up to you,
Ralph Nader.
Okay, yeah. And why, with all of this, with your positions, which seem to be anything but they're progressive, but they seem to be anything but Republican. At least what has become, Republican orthodoxy now in this party. Why the hell are you still a Republican, Fred Karger?
Well, I am 61 years old. I started in politics when I was 6 years old.
And you look great, by the way. You don't look 61. All right. So
a rough 15 months on the presidential campaign trail.
Oh, it's only going to get worse after this interview. So what? why are you still Republican?
I'm trying to change the party. I grew up with Nelson Rockefeller. I used to take the train from suburban Chicago down to the Sheraton Hotel to do phone banks at 14. I'm what's termed a Rockefeller Republican. Here's a guy, he was very, very socially moderate, and he was a caring person. He cared about people, and that's what the Republican Party that I grew up with was and should return to be. And I'm not for excluding anybody like they want to exclude me, but it needs to be the big tent.
What's your opinion on climate change?
Well, I'm looking into it. I think, it's a problem out there. I love what California's done. I'm talking about that all over the country, the mandate here that we need wind and solar to deliver 30% of our electricity
by 2020.
Do you
believe climate change is happening?
I do, yes.
Do you believe man is a cause of it?
I do.
And you believe that the government has a role in doing something about it?
I do, and the world should step up to the plate on this. Go to Mexico City and just breathe the air and see the brown air. And I've not been to China, but I hear these horror stories. We need to be responsible. We're on this planet. We need to take care of it.
Afghanistan and Iraq, how much longer do we need to stay there?
My line last summer after Obama announced a surge in Afghanistan was the only surge we should do is to surge out of there. I think we should get out of that nation building there and in Iraq instantly.
How do we cover our budget gap, budget deficit right now? Raise taxes or cut spending?
Well, I'm looking at that, I'm putting together an economic commission. I want to bring back the American spirit. And my biggest beef with Obama is that he's just been moping around. I thought this guy would kind of be Reagan-esque, like Reagan was in 81 when he came in with that great spirit and optimism. That alone, a president can really affect the economy.
You're okay if they have to raise taxes?
On certain people, yes.
Okay. You just lost the Grover Norquist vote. Fred Karger, check him out at fredkarger.com. Republican presidential candidate for 2012. Fred, it has been my pleasure to have you here on the Mike Malloy Show. Thank you, sir. Let's talk again soon.
I would love to. Thanks for having me.
All right. Much more straight ahead. Brad, in for Mike Malloy. Oh, your calls. Give us a call. 877-520-1150. Much more ahead.